I'm Aaron Schachter, filling in for Marker Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The news from the war in Syria has followed a grim and familiar pattern, more fighting and more deaths. But events in the past couple of days highlight a relatively new trend in Syria that we've discussed on this program, and that is different rebel groups turning their guns on each other. Correspondent Marine Olivesi is in Hatay, Turkey. Now, Marine, you've been following reports of fighting in a Syrian town called Azaz near the border with Turkey. Fill us in on what's happening there.
Yes, so Azaz is just 3 miles away from the Turkish border crossing, and it's strategic because it's on the main road leading to Aleppo, and it's a lifeline for the opposition. The fighting there started yesterday after the Al-Qaeda offshoot in Syria, which is called the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, accused one German doctor who was working at a local hospital of being a spy, and they tried to arrest him. After that, local FSA brigades fought back. The clash killed several opposition fighters, but the numbers are still not clear. But by the end of the day, the Islamic State had secured the roads in and out of Azaz, and the main FSA fighters were driven out of town. So today, there reports that one of the most powerful brigade in Aleppo, the Al-Tawhid Brigade, came to the area to try to broker a truce between both groups and get the jihadists to leave Azaz. But we hear from local activists there that the Islamic State overnight has consolidated its hold on the city. They've spread through the town. They set up snipers on rooftops, and that Azaz is now firmly in the hands of the Al-Qaeda affiliate.
Now, you mentioned the FSA, the Free Syrian Army, and they are fighting Islamists or jihadis. Explain for us, roughly speaking, who we're talking about when we say moderate rebels, FSA, and jihadi rebel groups.
Yes, well, the FSA is that loose coalition of brigades that are fighting the regime of Bashar al-Assad. The West consider them as not quite secular, but mainstream. Against them are a couple of brigades, including Jabhat al-Nusra and the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, that are affiliates of Al-Qaeda in Syria. And what happened yesterday is the most serious clash to date between that mainstream FSA and Al-Qaeda. But the relations between both groups, which were pretty good up until a couple of months ago, have greatly deteriorated throughout the summer. Before the summer, the FSA brigades, even though they might not embrace the ideas of Al-Qaeda, thought that they were in no position of fighting these groups, and that they had the same enemy, which was Bashar al-Assad. But then over the summer, it appeared that things were not as simple. The first salvo was fired when a top FSA commander was assassinated at an Al-Qaeda checkpoint back in July in Latakia province. Then in August, there was a car bomb targeting a local FSA brigade in another city in northern Syria, the city of Raqqa. And now yesterday, we had what seems to be a coordinated offensive to run over the strategic border town of Azaz. So the Islamic State has clearly stepped up its offensive throughout the summer. They've been trying gradually to assess what they could get away with and whether the FSA would put up a fight against them.
It's not just the FSA who is going against the jihadi groups. From what you've told us in your own reporting, you've talked with Syrian refugees who found themselves suddenly living under the rule of jihadi rebels. Tell us a little bit about what they have gone through.
Yes, I talked to many refugees who came from that town of Raqqa that is, as of last month, totally under control of the Al-Qaeda affiliate. And they told me quite horrific stories of kidnappings, of daily intimidations, of fighters walking around the streets with TNT belts around their chest. Many told me that they consider that the Islamic State is actually worse than the regime, something that most Syrians really despise. That most of these fighters are not Syrians. They're foreigners. They're Afghans, Saudis, Chechens. And unlike other Islamist groups, that they're not really doing a lot of social work. They're not into opening schools or running bakeries. This specific Al-Qaeda group, the Islamic State, doesn't seem too interested in that. Their goal is to take control of territory. Some of the civilians we talked to said that what they want is just to plant as many black flags as possible, open up Sharia courts where they they can impose their strict version of Islamic law. They're not that interested in fighting against the regime of Bashar al-Assad. So that kind of attitude and strategy in northern Syria have earned them quite a few enemies. And some FSA leaders and activists have started speaking up about the need of an Iraqi-style awakening movement, which was the name of a U.S.-backed initiative in the Anbar province to dislodge Al-Qaeda.